Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Lovers Lane World Symbol in Liguria, Italy reopens after 23 minutes investment. After 12 long years, the Via della More of Liguria in Italy has happily reopened. This Lovers Lane is one of the most beautiful paths on the planet and truly must be experienced to understand why 23 million euros was not too much to spend to restore this cultural gift and assure its safety. The Via della More, Lovers Lane, the evocative panoramic path of the Cinque Terre district of Liguria between Rio Maggiore and Manarola, is accessible again after a long closure since 2012 due to a landslide. The inauguration was attended by the representative of the Italian institutions, the Minister of the Italy Ministry of Tourism Daniela Santanch, and of the Liguria region, the Commissioner of the Work Against Hydrogeological Instability Giacomo Raul Giampadrone, the Interim President of the Liguria region Alessandro Piena, the President of the National Park of Cinque Terre Donatella Bianchi, and the Mayor of Rio Maggiore Ms. Fabrizia Pecunia. The path overlooking the sea, just over 900 meters long, was the subject of a complex and spectacular safety and redevelopment intervention, thanks to the contribution the Liguria region in collaboration with the municipality of Rio Maggiore, the National Park of Cinque Terre, the Superintendency of Archaeology, Fine Arts and Landscape and the Port Authority, for a total investment of over 23 million euros. The Via della More, a path overlooking the sea, set like a jewel in the rock of the cliff, a symbolic place of Liguria in the world, one of the most beautiful, evocative and famous on the planet, in the heart of the natural paradise of the Cinque Terre, is protected by UNESCO as a World Heritage Site since 1997. Restoring the beauty and providing safety. To restore the Lovers Lane to usability, a complex and spectacular safety and redevelopment intervention was planned, carried out by the Liguria region, at the head of the Government Commissioner Structure Against Hydrogeological Instability, in collaboration with the Municipality of Rio Maggiore and the National Park of the Five Terre, as well as the Superintendency of Archaeology, Fine Arts and Landscape and the Port Authority. The overall investment scored over 23 million euros. The Liguria region, the largest financier, allocated a total of 12 million euros, to which were added the resources of the Ministry of Culture, 6.9 million, of the Environment, 3 million, and Civil Protection, 1.5 million. The works necessary for the reopening of the Via della More, between Rio Maggiore and the hamlet of Manarola, proved to be complex and challenging from an engineering point of view due to the fragility of the natural context, carved into the rock between sky and sea, along a spectacular crag. The interventions on the path and on the slopes began on January 14, 2022, and concluded on July 19, 2024. The colossal work entrusted to specialized companies required the use of helicopters to transport the materials, the installation of a steel mesh, and the execution of deep nailings of various lengths in the rock, all carried out by rock climbing workers, who moved the equipment on the walls suspended with ropes and steel cables from special anchors.
Ms. Donatella Bianchi,
President, Cinque Terre National Park, Ministry of the Environment and Energy Security, image courtesy of M. Masullo. Leaders gather for reopening. The eve of the reopening of the Via della More, in the presence of the international press and the national television, was a great event which, supported by the Ministry of Tourism, saw the communities of Rio Maggiore and Manarola as protagonists in celebration. Accompanying the authorities was a train with a livery dedicated to the Via della More, which will remain in service on the route. To crown the day, were an evocative fireworks and musical show. Minister of Tourism Ms. Santanch said, "With the reopening of the Via della More, we are returning to the region, to its citizens, and tourists one of the main jewels of the UNESCO heritage, a treasure with no equal in the world. Thanks to the efforts of the Ligurian region's commissioner structure, it is now also a symbol of a sustainable Italy that knows how to capitalize on its immense natural, cultural, and landscape treasures. It is precisely in this way, by enhancing our heritage, that we will be able to further increase the economic value of tourism, which already accounts for 13% to the Italian GDP. In short, there is now one more reason to come or return to visit Italy. Walking along the Via della More, one can, at a single glance, capture all the beauty that our wonderful nation offers. In the future, the path will be managed by the municipality of Rio Maggiore as an open-air museum, by reservation, with a limit to the number of visitors.
An entrance fee will be charged to guarantee future maintenance. Access to Via della More.
Up through and including Thursday, August 8, the Via della More is open exclusively to residents of the Cinque Terre, Levanto, La Spezia, and for former residents and owners of second homes of the municipality of Rio Maggiore and their relatives. The visiting hours for tourists are only upon reservation of a time slot and for a fee, with the presence of guides as follows: from November 1 to March 31, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., last access at 4:30 p.m., from April 1 to October 31, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., last access at 6:30 p.m. The Via della More is accessible upon reservation exclusively as an additional fee to the Cinque Terre card plus 10 euros. It is possible to purchase the Cinque Terre card on the website of the municipality of Rio Maggiore, on the website of the Cinque Terre National Park, and at the info points of the Cinque Terre National Park present in the area from La Spezia to Levanto. For groups, a maximum of 30 people are allowed and booking is mandatory up to 72 hours in advance.
iturbonews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on breakingnewsshow.com.